Here is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Kuf. We will begin on Daf Tzadik Tesam Beis, 11 lines from the bottom, by the words of Apikiris. We had learned in the Mishnah that one of the individuals who has no shear in the Olam Haba is an Apikiris. And it goes, says the Gemara now, who is an Apikiris? Apikiris. The word Apikiris, as the Rishonim explained, we said when we learned in the Mishnah, either means from the word hefker, a person believes that everything is hefker and he treats the Torah that way. Another way we learned, another explanation was that there was somebody whose name was Apikor. He was a famous philosopher and he denied the existence of Hashem. So who is an Apikoros? Says the Gemara, Rav Rabbi Chanina Amri Tavayu Samavasa Talmud Chacham. Somebody who embarrasses Talmid Chachamim is considered an Apikoros. And as Rabbeinu Yoin explains, because when Talmid Chachamim are treated with respect, that causes that Torah should be considered important by people, and when people treat Torah importantly, it leads to more observance of Torah. On the other hand, if people do not treat Talmidei Chachamim properly, so then it causes for Torah to be considered less important. And once people consider Torah less important, the observance of Torah goes down. Furthermore, therefore, says the Rabbeinu Yoina, that if so, that this is the definition of an apikoros, then the halacha of hamavaza Talmud Chacham, it makes no difference if the Talmud Chacham is actually there or not. The halacha would be the same under all circumstances. Zeh hamavaza Talmud Chacham. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amri, a different pshat. The definition of hamavaza Talmud Chacham is zeh hamavaza chaveira b'fnei Talmud Chachamim. If he embarrasses somebody in front of a Talmud Chacham, again, it shows that he doesn't have the proper respect for Talmud Chacham, and therefore that is considered an apikoros. The Marik and the Rambam both indicate that is only in a situation where somebody does this on a regular basis. However, if somebody did this only once, one time, or he certainly didn't do it on a regular basis, he would not be considered already for this reason to be considered an apikoros. Says the Gemara, Bishlama, as we learned in the previous year, the Gemara in the previous year spoke about an apikoros, and the Gemara spoke about somebody who's a megalaponim b'toira shloi kalocha. And certainly someone who's megalaponim b'toira shloi kalocha is worse than an apikoros. So therefore, says the Gemara, Bishlama, according to the opinion that holds that I'm a vaza chaver of neitam chochem apikoros, however, that the second explanation, that just embarrassing someone in front of a Talmud Chacham is already considered an apikoros, then mevaza Talmud Chacham atzmoi, somebody who actually embarrasses the Talmud Chacham, he will be in the category of megal ponim b'toira shehavi. El mandom, according to the mandom that holds mevaza Talmud Chacham atzmoi apikoros havi, that embarrassing Talmud Chacham only makes you into an apikoros. And Megal b'Panim b'Toira, as we explained a moment ago, is even worse. So therefore, ask the Gemara, what will be the example, or who will fall into the category? Megal b'Panim b'Toira k'goy mai, who will fall into that category? Says the Gemara, someone like Menashe b'Cheskia, who we learned in the previous year, did not treat the learning of the Torah, the words of the Torah, properly. Vika de Mastin Lo Aseifa. Others had a different version of this machlokes. Megal Panim B'Toira, who is considered a Megal Panim B'Toira, says the Gemara, Rav Rav Chanina Amri, Zamevaza Talmud Chacham. Somebody who embarrasses the Talmud Chacham is in the category of Megal Panim B'Toira. Rav Yochanan Rav Yishu Ben Levi Amri, if he just embarrassed somebody in front of a Talmud Chacham, he is already considered a Megal Panim B'Toira. So Farshim asks, why is somebody who embarrasses a Talmud Chacham or embarrasses somebody in front of Talmid Chacham, considered to be such a serious offense, there should be a megal upon him b'toira. So he says, because if somebody doesn't show the proper respect to Talmid Chachamim, it causes for there to be a lack of proper respect for the Torah. Another pshat that I saw is that we understand that Torah Shemiksav cannot be understood as it's written. We need the Rabbanon to explain the Torah Shemiksav to help us understand it. If we have an individual who doesn't show the proper respect for Talmid Chachamim, that will cause that the Torah Shebaal Peh, which is taught to us by the Talmid Chachamim, will not be properly respected, which will lead to a total breakdown of our observance of the Torah. So says the Gemara, Bishlom Andam, according to the opinion that holds, that if somebody disrespects the Talmid Chachamim, he's in the category of Megal Panim B'Torah. So then we'll be able to say, that if you embarrass somebody in front of a Talmud Chacham, that's a step lower, and that is not Bikairus Havet. That is someone who's not Bikairus. However, as the Gemara, Elaman Dama, according to the opinion, that if you embarrass someone in front of a Talmud Chacham, you already are Megal Panim B'Torah Hava. So then, a Bikairus Kigar man, who will be considered not Bikairus? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef, Kigar Hani, it'll be an individual, the Amri, like the individuals that say, Maya Hani Le Rabbanon. What use do we have from the Rabbanon? According to that, Elman Dom Vazachavari B'Fnei Tam Chochem, Begal Pana Torah Hava, Abikaris Kigoy Man, Rabbi Yosef, Kigoy Hani, the Amri, Maya Hani Le Rabbanon. Like people who say, what use do we have from Talmid Chachamim? The day Kari, when they learn Torah, when they learn Torah Shabbat, it's only for their own use. But the day Tani, when they learn Torah Shabbat, it's only for their own use. They don't recognize the importance of Torah learning that it brings to the entire world. Amalei Abaya, says Abaya, someone who has such a poor attitude to Limud Torah, Hai Megal Panim B'Torah Namihu, he's certainly going to be considered Megal Panim B'Torah. He isn't just an Apikairis. Diksiv, as the pasuk says, Imlay Barisi Yoimam Velayla Chukishemayim Varas Lesamti, that the entire existence of the world depends on Torah. So I sort of mafarshim ask that this pasuk is not speaking about Torah. This pasuk is speaking about the Bris Milah. So how do we learn from this pasuk the importance of learning Torah? So I saw that the mafarshim say a number of pshatim. Some of Farshim explain that this pasuk cannot be speaking about Limud HaTorah, about Bris Milah itself. Because the pasuk speaks about Yom V'Layla, day and night, and we know that a Bris Milah cannot be done B'Layla. So the pasuk, therefore, must be speaking about Torah, where the pasuk says regarding Torah, V'Gisaboy Yomam V'Layla. That's one pshat that I saw. However, the Tosfos Yontif says that question is really not such a strong question. Because the Tosfos Yontif points out that maybe what the pasuk means is that after someone has a Bris Milah, he has the Bris Milah on him, Yom V'Layla. The Milah is on us all of the time. And therefore, Rabbi Kiva Ega says, pshat in the pasuk is as follows. What is the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us to make a Bris Milah? So he explains that by a person having a Bris Milah, that the Bris Chitzoni, the Bris Milah that we have on the Makam HaMilah, causes us to be higher level, that we should be able to learn Torah. So even if we'll say that the entire Pasuk is referring to the Bris Milah, the point of us having a Bris Milah is that we should be able to learn Torah. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Malchan Namishma Minah, a different pasuk that indicates how important Torah learning is, because Avram Avinu and Kadosh Baruch Hu had the discussion about Sodom, and Avram attempted to get the city of Sodom saved, and he said if there will be tzaddikim, shenemar v'nasasim l'chol ha'makim b'avuram, Hakadosh Baruch Hu would spare the city just because of Talmid Chachamim. So again, we see the importance of Talmid Chachamim. So that can't be someone who's Apikairus. Certainly someone who doesn't appreciate the importance of learning Torah is a Megal Panim B'Torah Shalai Kalacha. So we're back to our question. Who is an Apikairus according to this opinion? Says the Gemara. El Kagoyin de Yosef Kamei Rebbe. Somebody who's sitting in front of his Rebbe. V'nafle Shmatz V'duch Techritei. And when they're learning, they speak about, they remember a different halacha. V'amri hachra minin hasam. So was said there. V'loi amri hachya mamar. When he's addressing his Rebbe, he doesn't address his Rebbe with the proper respect. That's one pshat. The Mashal says a different pshat. He says, let's say they're learning in yeshiva, and the Rebbe asks a question, and both the Talmud and the Rebbe, or the Talmud asks a question, and both the Rebbe and the Talmud come up with the same answer at the same moment. Proper respect calls that the Talmud should attribute the answer to the Rebbe, not to anyone else. Rav Amar. Rav says, what will be the definition of Apikairus? Kigoin, Hani de Be Binyamin Asya, somebody who, like, from the household of Binyamin, the Amri that they used to say, my Hani la Rabbonin, what use do we have from the Rabbonin? Ma'olam la Shonu la Orva, they never allowed us to eat an Orv, a raven, as a non-kosher bird. V'loyash la Nuyayna, nor did they forbid us to eat a dove. In other words, they say that there's no point in all of their learning, there's nothing that we really gain from their learning. Rava, so the Gemara proves that is not true, because Rava kava maisa treifs the beyoyin kamei, when the people from that home would bring him a question on an animal if it was a treifa, kava chaz betam lahatera, when he saw reason to allow the meat to be eaten, amluhu Techsu the kosher lechan arva. You thought that this meat is forbidden to be eaten. Here you see that because of my psak, the meat will be allowed to be eaten. Or techsu the kosher arva. So look, I'm allowing you to eat something you thought was prohibited. Or ki have a chazet tamal esura. Or when he saw that the meat should not be allowed to be eaten, amaluhu, he would say, Texu, don't you see, the kosanim l'chayoyna, something that you thought might be permitted is really usur. So we see that, so he was trying to show them what the purpose of rabbonim are. Rapapa, Amar, Rapapa gives a different definition of who is an apikairus. Kigoyin, the Amar Hani rabbonim. He says, somebody who says, those rabbonim. Again, it's a not respectable way of addressing Rabbanan. You should say the Rabbanan from that and that place, or the Rabbanan from that and that yeshiva. Another pshat that Rashi says, instead of saying Hani, he should have said Hanu, which represents a more respectable way of addressing them. Rav Papa Ishtli says the Gemara, Rav Papa wants to guard himself. V'omer, he used this expression of Kagoyin Hani Rabbanan, and because he recognized that it was the improper way of addressing Rabbanan, Vaisa Batanesa, he sat in a tanis because he didn't use the right words. The Gemara gives a different definition of an apikairus. Levi Bar Shmuel, Rav Huna Bar Chiya, Vekov Misakni, Mitpikai Sifri de Beirav. They were working on the covers of the Sforim in the Yeshiva of Rav, the Sifri HaKadosh. Kimata Megillas Esther. When they started working with the Megillas Esther, Amri, they said, "Hi, Megillas Esther, one by Mitbachas." That Megillas Esther doesn't require covering. The Gemara we learned in Masechta Shabbos teaches us that Chazal decreed that Kisvei Kodesh, that somebody who holds the Kisvei Kodesh, metame es yadayim, his hands become tamei. The reason being because people used to make the following error. They used to say that Kisvei Kodesh, Svarim, are holy, and Truma is holy. And they used to store the Truma next to the Kisvei HaKodesh. And the Kisvei HaKodesh would then, the mice would come to eat the Truma, and they would ruin the Kisvei HaKodesh. So Chazal, we learned the Masechta Shabbos with Masakin, the Kisvei HaKodesh are Metames Yadayim. And there's a question regarding this Megillas Esther. How to treat the Megillas Esther? Because Megillas Esther is a machloikis, if was it said Beruach HaKodesh or not. So when they so here they were working with Megillas Esther, and they said Loi Mitbei Matpachas. It doesn't require a cover, which again represents some not speaking properly, because instead of just making a statement, they should have asked their Rebbe. They should have done it in a question and answer form. And that's why it's considered lack of respect. And therefore, Amalhu Kaigavna Nami Mexica Pikarusa. Interesting psak from the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that even if we'll discuss if Megillas Esther is considered like the Kisvei Kodesh, it requires an as Metamas Yadayim or not, certainly he says on Purim itself, where we read the Megillas Esther, on Purim day, everybody will agree that Esther is considered one of the Kisvei HaKadosh. Rav Nachman has a different definition of an apikoros. He says it's someone, Zeh HaKairi Rabbi Bishmai. That's someone who calls his Rebbe by his name. Domer Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Neima Nenesh Kechsi. Why was Geshchi, the servant of Elisha, punished? Neshikoral Rabbi Bishmai. He called his Rebbe by his name. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yoy Megechsi, Adoni Hamelech, Zoisha Isha, V'zebino Ashehechia Elisha. And by calling his Rebbe by his name, it's improper. However, Rashi points out that if somebody calls his Rebbe with a title of honor by saying Rebbe so and so, that is not considered being disrespectful. How, and this is the psak brought down in the Shulchan Aruch. However, on this psak, there's a machloikis of the Shach and the Prichodesh. The Shach says that even though if you call your Rebbe with a title of respect, it's not an issue, says the Shach, that's only when you're not doing it in front of your Rebbe. But if you're doing it in front of your Rebbe, that would be considered disrespectful. The Prichodesh disagrees. The Prichodesh says that even in front of your Rebbe, if you use a title of respect, it's permitted. The Rambam takes even a more stringent position, and the Rambam says that not only is it prohibited from using the Rebbe's name when you're referring to your Rebbe, but you now even call your friend who happens to have the same name as his Rebbe, actually the Rambam says as his father, because if somebody has the same name as his Rebbe or father, people will think that he's not addressing them respectfully. However, points out the Ratvaz that the Rambam's halacha only applies in a situation where your Rebbe has a uncommon name. Since your Rebbe has an uncommon name, and you're going to be calling your friend, your Rebbe or your father have an uncommon name, and you're going to be calling your friend who also has that uncommon name, people will come to make a mistake that you're not addressing your father or Rebbe respectfully. However, if your father or Rebbe have a common name, and therefore, and everybody knows that's a common name, and therefore if you call somebody by that name, they're not necessarily going to come to the conclusion that you're not calling your Rebbe or father in a respectful manner, then you can call your friend, if you mean to call your friend with that name, it's not a sign of disrespect. The Mashal indicates that we find many times that the Rosh quotes his Rebbe, and he quotes his name by saying Rabbeinu Meinu, Rabbeinu Meir. Or you find the Torah many times quotes his father and he writes Adoni Avi HaRosh, which seems to be an indication that where you are allowed to mention your father or your Rebbe's name that way. So some want to say that there it's referring to the written form. Written, everybody agrees, is permitted if you give them a title of respect. Others say that if there's no other way of indicating or identifying who you mean, certainly it's prohibited. In fact, many say, based on the Marshal, that let's say you're in a shul, and somebody comes over to you and asks you, what, they want to give you an aliyah, and you have to know, they have to know your name and your father's name. So of course, you're allowed to say your father's name. It's not considered a sign of disrespect by mentioning your father's name that way. Continues the Gemara. Yosef Rav Yirmiyah Kameid Rav Zeira. The Yosef Akamar. Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lahoytzi Nachal Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take out a stream from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'olav Kalminim Megodim. And on that stream there will be all sorts of delicacies. Shnemar v'anach yala svasoi mizeh mizeh eitz machol layibal aleyu v'layitayin piriyoy l'chadoshav yivakir k'meimah min amigdash heima yoytzim v'hoyu piriyoy l'machol v'aleyu l'srufa. It will be delicious things that will serve for healing. Amlai husaba yasha. This is correct. V'ked amar Rav Yochanan, so said Rav Yochanan. Amalei Rav Yirmi l'Rav Zeira, says Rav Yirmi to Rav Zeira, Kai Gavna Maviaf Gerusa, making such a comment as if your Rebbe needs your agreement, is that considered Hafkeris? Amalei, so Rav Zeira said to Rav Yirmi, Ha, hai siyu kam sayle loch. This person wasn't disparaging what he was saying. He was trying to say that what you're saying is correct, and I bring you a raya, so to speak, that what you're saying is correct. So that's not considered an apikoros. Elish shmiloch, if you heard something that this is considered apikoros, hosh miloch. This is the situation. Kehoda Rav Yosef Kadarish. Rav Yosef was sitting and saying, Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu lahavi avon tovus magolius. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring these wonderful stones, shein shloish ma'shloish amis, that are 30 by 30 amis big, v'chaykik bahen, and he's going to cut through each one of them an opening of esberum esrim, 10 amis wide by 20 amis high, u'mamidom b'shar Yerushalayim, and we place them at the opening of Yerushalayim, shnem, as the pasuk says, v'samti kotkot shem susayich u'shevayich la'avnei egdoich. I will make these wonderful windows. Liglov lov osa Talmud. So there was a Talmud there who was laughing at this. And Omar, and he said, Hashta kebeis to the tzilts of lemishkechina. We can't find stones and pearls the size of an egg. Kula haimishkechina. Are we going to find stones this size? So says the Gemara, L'yam hifligos finos l'yam. One time this Talmud went traveling. Chazin al Malach HaSharos, he saw Malach HaSharos, the Kumanasri Avonim Tovus Megolius, who were taking stones and sewing them. Amlu Hani Laman, who are these stones that you're engraving for? Amri, the Malachim responded, Also HaKadosh Baruch Hu Amidim B'Shar Yerushalayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to put these stones in the gates of Yerushalayim. Ki Hadar, so when the Talmud came back home, Ashkech L'Rab Yochanan to Yosef HaKadosh, he met Rab Yochanan that was sitting and darshaning. Amalei, and he said to him, Rebbe Drosh, you should say Drosha. Ulchana Drosh, and it's appropriate for you to say Drosha. Because Kshem Shomarta Ken Re'isi, exactly as you said, did I see. Amalei Reka, so he said to him, you're an empty person. Imlai Re'isa Lohamanta, if you did not see yourself, you wouldn't have believed. Malagleg Adivre Chachamata, you're a person who's considered, who doesn't respect the words of a Talmid Chachamim. Yabe Ene, so Rav Yochanan put his eyes on this person, Vaso Gasot Tzomis, and turned into a heap of bones. And as Rav Yoel Dessler in the Michtav Amul Yoel makes a wonderful observation in understanding this Gemara, he says, this Talmud was obviously a very, very great individual, because this Talmud saw Malachim. He saw Malachim engraving these stones. Yet, as great as he was, that he's a person that sees Malachim, but he doesn't show the proper respect for what our Talmid Chacham say, and he only believed it when he saw it, he deserves to die. Says the Gemara, Meisvei asked the Gemara, how could the Gemara say that the stones will be only 20 amos high? The pasuk says that when Mashiach comes, v'oilech eschem kamemiyus. And the machloek is to understand, what does kamemiyus mean? Remei oimer masai mama, that we're going to be 200 amos tall when Mashiach comes. Kidei koimus se'odam rishon, double the height of Adam rishon. Adam Arishim being 100 amas tall. Rabbi Yehuda Omer 100 amas. We're going to be 100 amas tall. Keneged Heichel v'Kesolov. If you put the height of the Heichel and the width, it'll be 100 amas. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, Asher Baneinu Knetim Megdolim Knorim B'Naseinu Kezovnis Metuvas Tavnis Heichel. So here we see we're going to be 100 amas tall. So how can we say that the stones are going to be 20 amas high when we're going to be 102 amas tall? How are we going to get through such a low height of just 20 amas? Answers the Gemara, Kikam Rabbi Yochanan. When Rabbi Yochanan said that it's going to be 20 amas tall, he was referring, L'chabei de Beizik, he was referring to the windows. But the actual gates will obviously have a much taller opening because people will be much taller. The Pasuk said, Valeu Latrufa, the leaf will be used for healing. And as the Mefarshim explained, in this world, we live in a world where Tumma and Tahara, Tumma and Kedusha, both coexist. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to give the Koyach HaTumma from an ability to have nourishment. Its nourishment comes from the leaves on the tree, which don't really provide fruit. But in the next world, where there will only be Kedusha v'Tahara, so the Aleihu will be used for healing. What kind of healing? Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Rav Chizda Amra Charama once says Lahata Peshel Mala, those who are mute will be able to speak. The Charama Lahata Peshamata, those women who are unable to have children will be able to have children by eating those leaves. Itmar, and there's a girsa that says Itmar Nami because it's not necessarily Machloikis. Chizkiyama Lahata Pe'ilmin, people who aren't able to speak will now be able to speak by eating those leaves. Bakapara Amalahata Pe'akarais, people who don't have children will now be able to have children by eating these leaves. Rabbi Yochanan, Latrufa Mamish, it'll be actually used for medicines. My Latrufa, what medicine will be used for? Rashmu ba Nachmeni Amar L'toyer Panim Shabalei Apeh. It's going to be help the complexion of Talmidei Chachamim. Talmidei Chachamim will, whose complexions get darkened, as we'll see in a moment, by eating these leaves will become bright again. Because, explains the Gemara, Dor Shabbi Huda Reb Simon Kolamash Chaponov Al Divrei Torah Ba'alam Hazeh, someone who blackens his face, that he learns Torah constantly and it affects his health. Kolamach Sheponav Al Divrei Torah Ba'alam Hazeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mav Zivoy Lo'olam Haba, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make his face shine in Olam Haba. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Mareyu Kalvonon Bocher Karozen Somebody who goes hungry and he doesn't eat, he just concentrates on learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mazbiyoy Lo'olam Haba Shnema Yivuyum Medeshim Beisecho V'Nachal Adonecho Sashkem. Says the Gemara, Ki Osar Avdimi Omer Osar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Litin L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik, every Tzadik will receive Meloy Amsoy, a handful of bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnema, as the Pasuk says, Baruch Hashem Yoyim Yoyim Yamus Lanu Hakel Yishua Seinu Sela. Omle Abaya asks Abaya, V'chi Efshel Loi Mekein, is it possible to say so? V'loi Kva Nemar, the Pasuk already says, Mimodad B'sholim Mayim, who measured the waters with the hollow of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, V'shemayim Kizaris Tikin, and the Shemayim is just the size of the Zeres of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand is so large. How could somebody receive it? Omer, my time l'shchich b'agarata. Why don't you come learn agarata? The Amri, if you would learn agarata, you would have an answer to this question. The Amri b'Rava, b'Shmei the Rava b'Meri. We learned in the song the name of Rava b'Meri. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu litin l'chol tzadik b'tzadik shloi shmeish v'sara alamas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give each tzadik 310 worlds. Shenemar l'hancho oyev ha'yesh v'atrisayim amali. Yesh b'gematria tleif mei v'asara hava. The word yesh is the gematria of 310. So since we're going to receive so many worlds, we'll be able to have room to receive all of the bracha that sit in the palm of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hand. So Farshim explained, how do we see this? Because yesh. Yesh means something that has substance. This world is a temporary world. But when we come to the next world, when we come to Olam Haba, it's going to be a world of substance, of yesh. Why specifically 310 worlds? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that we know There are 365 days in the solar year. 55 days of the year are days that are Shabbos and Yontif. So those are days that we already have Menucha in this world. But there are 310 days of the year that are not Shabbos and Yontif. Corresponding to those 310 days that a person in this world had to work hard, and especially if he wanted to act appropriately, he will get 310 worlds as a schar, as a reward. Another pshat that I saw is that we know that there are Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, but there are also Zayin mitzvahs b'nei noich, which equals 620. Or another pshat is there are Taryag mitzvahs, 613 mitzvahs, plus Zayin mitzvahs, the Rabbanon, which equals 620. But each one of us has to share the reward we will receive in the Olam Haba with our wives, who because of them we're able to do what's right. So that's why every person, he will get 310 worlds, and his wife will get the other 310 worlds for the 620 mitzvahs that they did in this world. The Night of Yehuda asks that here, the Gemara is saying that if you would have learned Agarata, you would have known this, known this limud, that every tzaddik is going to receive 310 worlds. Ask the Night of Yehuda, the last Mishnah of Shas, the last Mishnah, Masechta Uksin, says the exact same thing. So what is being taught in the Garata that hasn't been taught in the Mishnah? Says the Night of Yehuda, if we follow the wording of this Gemara versus the wording of the Mishnah, we'll see a difference. Here the Gemara uses the words Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu Litein L'chol Tzadik V'Tzadik. The Mishnah uses the words Lahanchel L'chol Tzadik. What is the difference between the word Lahanchel and the word Litein? Explains the Noid of Yehuda. Lahanchel means a Yerusha. If we only had the Mishnah in Masechta Uksin, we would think that Kadosh Baruch Hu will give us reward, and not only would the reward help us, but the reward will help our descendants, Lahanchel, it'll help our Yorshim. Teaches us the Gemara here, it's not just a Nachla that will help our descendants, it's actually something physical, Litain, that each one of us will receive. Tanya, Ramei Omer, B'midat Sh'odem Moided Moiden Loi. The way a person acts, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts with him, Midat K'negem Midat K'siv, B'sa'asor B'shalcha Terena, So, measure for measure. The Michtav Emeliyahu has a very interesting pshat. That a person siyat the shmaya for what he does depends on the way he acts. If he acts properly, then he gets a proper siyat the shmaya to go further. Amar Rabbi Shua. Is that v'chayev shalom mekein? Adam noisim loyim shalom b'alhaza. A person gives gives a poor person a handful of food in this world. Hakadosh Baruch Hu noisim loyim shalom haba. Will the person receive so much reward in olam haba? V'ksav v'shemayim ba'ar zeres tikin. Says the Rava ati iyer mekein. Sere meitur Yeshua. You don't hold the same. Eizem midah meruba. What is more? Midah toivah meruba or midah pronius? The Midah Toiva or the Midah Peronius? Have Omer? Certainly, the Midah Toiva is Merubah Midah Peronius. The Midah Toiva Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'tzav Shchokim Imal, V'dalsa Shemayim Pasach, V'yamta Leim Mon Lechel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them all of this Mon. V'Midah Peronius Omer, V'Rubah Shemayim Niftachu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the Rubah Shemayim. By the Mabel. B'midat Peronius Ksiv, V'yotz V'robah Pigra Anoshim HaPoshim Bi, Kisalatim Loi Thomas, V'ishim Loi Sichbo, V'hoya Dorayin L'chol Bosa. Says the Marvel, Adam, Moshe Netzbah B'or B'olam Haza, if somebody puts his hand on fire in this world, B'yad Nechmer, immediately gets burned. So how is it possible for the corpses to be constantly consumed? Elo, Shem Shanasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, Koyach Rishoyim Lekal Purnasim. Just like Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Koyach to Rishoyim to receive their punishment, Kach nois HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu give Kayach B'tzadikim L'kabo Toivosam in the world to come. Rabbi Kiva Aymer, Rabbi Kiva said the next individual who is an individual who doesn't have Olam Haba is Af HaKayri B'Sifri Chetzoynim. Tanim, what does B'Sifri Chetzoynim mean? B'Sifri Minim. Why is it Osir to read Sifri Minim? Pash Pshad is because they bring to Kfira, somebody not believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Another Pshad is because, as we've learned previously, they don't explain the Torah properly. And because they don't explain the Torah properly, they're considered Sifri Minim. They don't help us understand the Torah as we're supposed to explain. So I saw the Mefarshim explain it's specifically something like Sifri Minim that are considered a sefer. Because they're considered a sefer, to turn something that is apikorsis into a book that we read, that is particularly osur. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, the sefer ben sira nami osur mikri. Ben sira, as the Mefarshim explained, was that Yirmiyahu HaNavi's daughter went into a bathtub that Yirmiyahu HaNavi was in before, in which he emitted semen, and this child that was born because of that semen going into the daughter's body was Sira. In fact, I saw Pshat was that he was originally called Ben Zera, but ultimately he became Ben Sira. The Sefer became Ben Sira. And the Gemara says that even though there are very important lessons in the Sefer Ben Sira, it's Osla Mikri. The Rajba says Osla Mikri means that to make a kvius, to learn it on a regular basis is Osir. But on a once in a while, you're allowed to. Amalei Abaye asks Abaye, what is written in the Sefer Ben Sira that's so bad? My Tama. Elaim Mishum the Kosovo, because it says, Lointintosh Gildan Amudni. You're not allowed to strip a fish, even from near its ears. The Lailazel Mashkal Havla, because if you strip it that way, the skin will get ruined. Elat Sal Yosef Batanra, rather roast the entire fish with its skin and fire. Ve'echel Baitata Gritzim, and eat it with two cakes of bread. So ask the Gemara, what's wrong with this? Imi Pashtei, if you're going to say what the Pasuk means, that you shouldn't let anything go to waste, and says the Gemara, there's nothing wrong with that. But Raisa Namiksev, doesn't it say in the Torah, Lesaschus as Eitzah, that we're not allowed to see even a tree go, when we go to war, we're not allowed to ruin a tree? Imidrasha, and if we're going to say what it means, what it really means when we try to understand it, Eirich Arukamashman, the Ben Sira is teaching us Derech Eretz, the Loi Livel Shloi Kedarka, that one shouldn't have relations with his wife in an unnatural way. So there's nothing wrong with that. Says the Malam Shum the Ksiv, Bas Lavia Matmanashov. A daughter to his father is a false treasure. That means, a father, as the Mefarshim explained, thinks that when he has a daughter born to him, it's a treasure. Because according to the Torah, a father could sell his daughter as a maid and keep the proceeds. According to the Torah, a father could marry off his daughter and keep the Kesef Kedushin. But says the Gemara, actually, it's not a treasure. Because Mepachta lo yoshem b'layla. From worry, he won't sleep at night. Bekatnus, because when he's young, she's worried, Shemet Espata, maybe she will be seduced. But Narusa, he's concerned, Shemet Zana, maybe she'll act immorally. But Bagra, when she gets older, he's going to be concerned, Shem Loi Tinasi. He might not find a shidduch for her. Nisus, once she's married, he's concerned, Shem Loi Yilabanim. She won't have children. Heskina, when she gets older, he's concerned, Shem Tesanik Shafim. So, says the Gemara, there's nothing wrong with that statement. Harabonanamim Ruah. Chazal have very similar statement. Because Chazal said, it's impossible for the world to exist without males and females. Asher Misha Bonav Zacharev. Wonderful is it for the individual who has sons. Oyloi lemisha banav nekevus, and it's unfortunate if his sons are girls. So what's wrong with this? So Mefarshim, of course, spend a lot of time trying to understand this wording. Asher misha banav zacharim, oyloi misha banav nekevus. It should be oyloi misha benoisav nekevus. So Mefarshim explained that the Gemara doesn't mean boys and girls. There's nothing wrong with having a girl. What the Gemara means is, wonderful is for somebody whose children are boys, not someone whose children are girls. What does that mean? So I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is that boys, the girls we know, are potter from mitzvahs asay shezman groma. Boys are mechuyev in all mitzvahs. Oiloi lemi shabonov nekevis, that his sons act like nekevis and they don't treat mitzvahs all the time, all the same way they treat the mitzvahs zman groma, according to the current fad, according to the current style. They aren't constant in the observance of mitzvahs. Another pshat is that one is supposed to spend time learning Torah. Girls are part of him down with Torah. Oymi is shabon of the kevis, that his sons aren't learning. Elam shum neksiv l'sayal davi belibach. Don't be bring worry to your heart. The Gavrin Gavrin Kotel Davya, worry killed very great people. Says the Gemara, that also there's nothing wrong with. Because Shlomo Amro, Shlomo said the same thing. Dag Belev Ish Yasichena, and Rav Ami Rav Asi, Chadam Yasichena Medato. He should try not to think about it. Chadam Yasichena Lacherim. He should tell it to other people. So Posh Pshat, the Gemara saying is that the way to get a worry out of your heart is either to tell it to other individuals. Another Pshat is to take it out of your mind, and that's how you'll take it away. But here too, I saw a number of pshatim. One pshat is dag belevish yasichenu lacherim, means that he should tell his, if he has a problem, he should go to tzaddikim, and a tzaddik is mispalel for him, and it'll help him not have his problem anymore. Another pshat is acherim. We know throughout Shas is Rameya. If somebody has a dog, if somebody has something to worry about, he should give tztaka to Rameya Balanes, and that will be a help for him. Another pshat that I saw, dag balevish yasichenu lacherim. The Bnei Yisoscha says this pshat, that when somebody has a problem, the reason he has the problem is because Menashemayim, they decided that he should have that problem. But only on that individual was there a gzeira that he should have that problem. There was no gzeira that everybody should have, other people should have that problem. So now if he goes and tells his problems to others, and they feel with him, so once they feel with him, they will also now be bitzar. But there was no gzeira that they should be bitzar. There was only a gzeira that he should be bitzar, and that's how that gzeira raw will be taken away from him. And that's why the Bnei Soska says it should be specifically said to a Talmud Chacham, to a tzaddik, that a Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want that tzaddik should be bitzar. Another pshat that I saw, dag belevish yasichenu lacherim, that if somebody has a problem and someone else has a similar problem, he should daven Yisichir is lush and tefillah. V'yetzah Yitzchak l'suach b'soda. He should daven for someone else who has a similar problem, because kol, the Gemara says, kol amispal ba'ad chaveroi v'hu tzorach l'oysa davar hu nena tefillah. Says the Gemara. Vela, again, we're looking to find what does it say in the Sefer Ben Sira that's so disturbing. Vela mishun eksiv menar rabin g'metoy b'secha v'loy hakol tovi b'secha. Don't bring everybody to your house. Ask the Gemara for Rabbi Namramer. Rabbi said the same. The Tani Rabbi, a person should not have too many people in his house. Too many people could cause problems in the house. It brings an ayin hara into the house. Elam Shum Dizksiv. It says in Ben Sira, Zaldekon Kurtkman. A thin bearded man is wise. Afkan Saxon. A thick bearded man is a fool. The Nofa Bechasi Loitzachi. Somebody who blows the foam on top of a mug of beer is obviously not thirsty. Amra B'mai Leich Lachma. If somebody says, what will I eat along with my bread? Lachma Sabine. Take the bread away from him. So Mefarshim explained. What does it mean? Somebody who has a thin bearded beard is obviously stroking his beard all the time because he's learning. So that's why he's a wise man. A thick bearded man is obviously not stroking a beard. He's not learning, so he's a fool. If somebody is able to take the time to blow the foam on top of the cup, so obviously he's not that thirsty, otherwise he would drink right away. And the same thing, if he's able to ask, what relish should I eat with my bread, obviously he's not hungry. Along the same line, somebody who has a part in his beard, so obviously he's very smart because he learned so much and he strokes his beard so much until he formed a part, certainly nobody could defeat him. This is all foolish and worthless passage and shouldn't be learned. The smart things in the Sefer Ben Sira we should certainly learn. What are the smart things? Isha toiv matana toiva b'cheik yira elakim tinasei. A good wife was a precious gift given to somebody who's a Yerushmayim. Isha roa tzaras labala. A bad wife is considered like a tzaras. Mai takante. Why is she considered like a tzaras? Because just like a tzaras is attached to us, so too is a wife attached to us. Another pshat that I saw is that just like tzaras, or anytime somebody has a boil, the worst thing you can do is to scratch it. The same thing, if somebody has a bad wife, the worst thing is to start up with her. Maita kante, what's the eitzah? You go shenem abaisa v'yitzirapim tzarata, that she got divorced. Of course, the Mefarshim say we have to look at other factors like children before just getting divorced. Ishi yofer ashri bala, mispa yamav kaflayim. His life will be doubled. Tupshatim is because he enjoys life or because he won't have immoral relations and he won't have a chiv curse. Halam enechem eishes chayim, pein tilaka b'mtsudasa. Stay away from a woman of charm, you may get caught up. And like the Mefarshim say, she isn't necessarily beautiful, she just tries to seduce you. Al tat etzabala limsach ima yayin v'sheicher. Don't spend time with a husband to drink wine. Ki betoy ishi yofim rabim mushchasa v'tzumim hal karagel. Rabim hayu pitzir rechel. Many of the blows that peddlers get because they're in the home with the wife and the husband comes home and he suspects that they did something wrong. Hamagilim v'dvar ever kenitza mav gecheles. Those who do things that bring to morality are like a spark that ignites a coal. Kiklov molei oif, like a chicken coop full of birds, came betayim molei mirma, so to are their houses full of deceit, they're always getting into trouble. Menai rabbin betay beisoi, v'lai akol tovi beisecha. Don't bring everybody to your home, as we learned before. Rabbin yirdo shlecha, many people should be worried about you. But only reveal your secrets to one of a thousand. Even from your wife, worry about revealing secrets. Don't worry about tomorrow. You don't know what's going to be anyway tomorrow. Maybe the one that's causing you worry will not be here tomorrow. And you end up being worried for no good reason. So not only the days, but even the nights. Why? Because since he can't afford to have a good roof, so the roof, his roof is all the way at the bottom of the mountain, and all the rain drips on the roof, making noise. He also can't afford to buy an orchard at the best place. He buys it on the top of the mountain, where if he fertilizes it, when the wind comes, it blows the fertilizer and the dust onto other people's field. The rain falls on his roof. The dust of his field goes to other people's fields.